The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Cheers, oh cheers. Smells like dirt.
Doctor, intern.
Good. Yeah, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, it tastes like cold brew. I knew
maybe
I would love that.
Maybe we're just real drunks. Maybe like, we're like, this horrible alcohol tastes fine.
Yeah, you know what? I think we're all adjusting now because we've had so much crap.
Pour the rest of the Jaeger in the mega shot.
Yeah, now that's going to be gross.
The Rays still have the edge. There's no question.
What are the odds now? Where have you moved the odds?
Well, here I am. This is heads up poker. The Rays have 75,000 chips. The Astros have 25,000. They're all in.
Okay.
If it gets to a game seven, Tampa's asses are going to be tighter than a nun fresh out of convent. You know damn well they're going to be nervous. They're going to be thinking about, we don't want to blow a 3-0 lead. I actually like the Astros to win tomorrow if it gets there. The bad news is I don't think it's getting there.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. And Astros over on 92.5 if you are so inclined. But, you know, my prediction that I don't think they get by today, it's pretty much official now. It's 1-0 Tampa in the third. So, yeah, it's over. All the, by the way, happy hour, all that stuff available on podcastarena.com.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not giving
that's
up.
That's the spot.
Silly says,
I'm not giving up.
Silly says, you trying that reverse jinx? No, it's over. It's tombstone time. Been a great season, great run. Last night was a fantastic moment. But, that run's going to be it. I have a sneaking suspicion watching the way this game is going. So, I'd like to be wrong. I am sometimes, but not very often. God, I cannot believe how awful I feel right now. It's so weird. You know, this is like Tyson getting knocked out by Douglas. I mean,
it could be a combo. You did do also a mega shot.
Yeah, but, I mean, listen, I've handled the mega shots in the past. I've had days where I did 3 mega shots, and I was fine. And, I mean, yeah, these were bad. But the mega shots, I'm okay with. It was a seltzer. I mean, it was like, you know what? It was like War of the Worlds when the aliens are kicking our ass and they lose to a virus.
Yeah.
This is what this was. It's pathetic. I feel shame.
That's all right.
You know,
no need to feel shame.
No, it's over, man.
Okay,
it's
over then.
I'm done.
Someone put this on Fred's Wikipedia that he's done as a man and as a drinker.
Oh yeah, as both. I mean, I'm not going to stop being either, but see, like Tyler. Tyler does he? How many times did the wheel hit
Tyler,
him?
Tyler, how you feeling? 1 to 10. A thumbs up. Is that a 1? He's a 6.
It does
7. He's a 7.
Okay, yeah, because the thumb.
And he said out loud, "I'm a this many."
God.
Yeah, we're not letting him drive home.
Yeah, he's
are
not
we?
Driving yet. We're going to let him sit out for a while.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, boy. Did you watch any of the town hall stuff last night?
No, I watched The Boys. You guys been on my ass.
Yeah, I know.
I watched The Boys.
Oh, you watched one episode, though.
I did.
Yeah, but
I'm going to watch another one tonight.
Yeah.
I think by the end of this weekend, I'll be caught up.
Yeah, I'm guessing you will because. I mean, college isn't, I'm really interested in UHBYU tonight. And then on tomorrow, we got Georgia, Alabama. But other than that, there's not a ton of sexy games.
No.
So.
How you feeling about Miss State Aggie?
Boy, everything tells me to bet Aggie the way Miss State's offense has just gone to hell.
I'll tell you what tells me not to bet Aggie.
Common sense?
Well, maybe. Aggie has... I don't think they're going to be able to drop back in zone the way some of these other teams have.
Right, because everybody else is just dropping eight back against them.
I got news. These Aggie linebackers, they're fat guys. These are a bunch of big boys. I mean, and I don't think they're going to change up all their personnel to do this. All right. We got them on the line now? Oh, well, let's go ahead and kick it off then. I'm excited for this fight, which guess where we're going to be, buddy? San Antonio. Gervonta Davis joins us on the program. Tank, how you doing, brother?
I'm great. Yourself?
We're doing well. Talk a little bit about, you know, this matchup between you and Leo Santa Cruz. Talk about how you feel you match up with him.
Going off the style that Leo brings, you know, we know he brings an action-packed fight because he have a lot of output. Throwing a lot of punches. He's a fighting Mexican, you know. So and you have me. I'm explosive. You know, I'm fast. I'm strong. I'm younger. You know, so pitting both of us together. You know, you have a mega fight.
Is this going to be the toughest fight of your career so far? Is this? Do you consider him the best guy you fought so far?
I believe it'd be my toughest fight, you know, up to date and things like that because, you know, he's a four-time world champion. You know, I never faced a four-time world champion before. You know, I feel as though he's a definitely one of the tough fighters out there. You know, that's why we took this fight.
Talk a little bit about how preparation has been different in 2020 in COVID times versus normal. Like, what has your fight camps changed? What's different for you in 2020 versus a regular fight camp?
I want to say it's more selective people that come to the gym. You know, it's not a lot of people that's in the gym. That's about it. You know, but we still working hard. We're working hard each and every day so we can be able to go out there and put on a great performance. You know, we know that Leo ain't coming to play, so training didn't really change a bit. We probably training harder. We're running more and things like that, you know, to be able to put on a great performance.
You're so used to training, your training camp's typically in Baltimore, right?
No, my training camp in Vegas.
But normally, are you in Baltimore? Is this
the first? Yes.
So is it different for you? Like, what's the difference being in Vegas? Is there less distraction for you, or is it tougher to stay focused for you?
And Vegas, you know, it's a boxing city. I want to say, you know, I got a lot of sparring out here. You know, I got the heat. You know, I got Floyd. You know, to give me pointers on, you know, in the gym and things like that. You know, so it's just all around. You know, a great city to be in. You know, to have my camp.
I was reading that you and Floyd have been training together quite a bit during this camp. Is Floyd just giving you pointers, or is he getting in the ring with you?
He definitely giving me pointers and been in the ring with me. You know, I can't wait.
14 straight guys in a row you've knocked out. You've been to a decision once. I mean, is Santa Cruz the next guy on your list? Is he getting knocked out as well?
I really don't know for sure. You know, I just gotta wait till I get in there and try to adapt to, you know, what he brings. But as far as, you know, I'm not looking for it. You know, if it comes, I'm definitely gonna capitalize on it. You know, but I'm not going there looking to knock him out.
You fight in the same weight class as another guy who it gets talked about quite a bit, and he'll be fighting tomorrow night, Vasily Lomachenko. Are you going to be mm-hmm. paying attention to his fight? Have you taken an interest in Loma, and is that a fight you'd like to see happen down the road?
Yes, I'm definitely all ears for that fight. You know, I don't know if I'll be watching that because I'll probably be training. I train late, you know, but as far as, you know, the fight with him, you know, I definitely all ears. You know, whatever decision my team make, you know, I'm definitely I'm all for it. You know, so if it presents itself in the future, I'm all for it.
Gervonta Tank Davis is our guest, 23-0, 22 knockouts, 130-pound super featherweight title is going to be on the line, Santa Cruz's WBA super featherweight title, as well as your lightweight title, right? Are both belts on the line?
Yes, both belts on the line.
This fight, being in San Antonio, you know, there's going to be a lot of people from Texas, and obviously it's limited on how many people can get in. But is it exciting for you to be able to fight in front of a crowd? Obviously, it's been a tough thing to, you know, not a lot of boxing events have happened because they haven't been able to put together crowds. But are you excited to be in there and feel the energy of a live boxing crowd?
Yeah, that's what really gave me, you know, more has to train hard and things like that. Just know I'm going to have people cheering me on, you know, being in the building, you know, even the people that don't cheer me on, that's going for Leo, you know, I'm definitely, you know, grateful to be able to be the first person, not first person, but first fight, you know, back with fans and things like that, you know, so I'm definitely appreciative. That's why I want to go out there and put on a great performance, you know, just to get back to the fans and, you know, show them my appreciation.
You know, when you a guy who works with Floyd so regularly, and obviously he's one of the all time greats. The record speaks for itself. He gets all the way up to 50-0, and you're sitting here 23-0. Is that a goal for you? Is that something that you think? I mean, it, being around Floyd, does that make it feel more manageable or more possible to have a career like that where you never are on the wrong side of things?
Yes, it definitely, you know, it gave me motivation, but, you know, I always want to, you know, I always want to focus on, you know, what I have in front of me, you know, at
smart
the time,
man.
You know, so I really focus on, you know, getting past the person that, you know, that I'm fighting at that moment. You know, I really don't look that far in the future as of when I'm in camp, but I think it's everybody's goal to, you know, surpass, you know, somebody else that, you know, had a high potential or a high standards, you know, that set the bar high. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm on that road, you know, but I'm not focused on something that's 3 miles away. I'm focused on something that's in front of me. You know, I got to get past that first mile to go to that second mile.
I like hearing that. That's Gervonta Davis, Tank. You'll be able to see him on Halloween on Showtime. And guys, we'll also be able to get out to San Antonio if you want to get down there from Houston. It's not that long of a drive. Would be worth it to see him take on Leo Santa Cruz. Going to be a great fight. Gervonta, best of luck to you, man. Hopefully we'll talk to you at 24-0, and hopefully things go your way again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one, brother.
That's an easy trip right up the road.
Yep.
There.
Be a fun fight, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the best young dudes. 25 years old, 24-0. Dude's just knocking heads off. I want to see him and Lomachenko so bad.
Yeah.
So I'm cheering for Tank in this fight, and I'm cheering for Loma tomorrow. Of course, I always cheer for Loma. I'll be cheering for him tomorrow. I want that fight to happen. I want us to be there for that fight. Also, in other combat sports news, January 2021, Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier in Jerry World.
Yeah.
So I think I'm road tripping for that bad boy.
You have to take a shot, an unguarded shot from Tank right to the jaw, or drink another one of those Bloody Mary pickle beers.
I would drink the pickle beer. Unguarded, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he still has 14-ounce gloves on. But,
still,
yeah, and he weighs 130 pounds. I literally outweigh him by 100-something pounds. But no, anybody, like an unguarded shot, I'm not looking for that. I'll take the pickle beer.
I just want to know where that pickle beer sat on your
life. It's pretty bad, though. You give me a regular 130-pound guy, I'll take that shot versus the pickle
beer.
Yeah,
like one of these, you know, interns
out
here.
Like Marcus,
yeah.
He was probably 130 pounds.
Yeah, fire away.
Let him hit me.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's interesting. Like, I'm looking at the what's trending in Houston, or trending in Texas. Astros at Rays. No surprise. Trending in Houston, Bregman. Not really surprised by that. Trending in Texas, Tanaka. What's that about?
I looked at it. I thought it was going to be about the Yankees pitcher, but it's about some cartoon, like our anime stuff.
Oh, listen, unless it's like, anime porn, hentai, I guess they call it. I don't guess. I know. Not really interested. 713-780-ESPN. 815 says that fight needs to happen soon, though. Loma's getting older.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But, I mean, he continues to just dominate. I'm so excited to watch him tomorrow. There's good UFC fights for free tomorrow, and then the Lomachenko fight. It's a good weekend of fighting. And then next weekend, Khabib. We're getting there, baby.
You know, can I say something nice about Dana and the UFC?
Sure.
They've been there the whole time during the Rona.
I mean, they're having their best year financially ever.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Not only that, but they have managed to not have very many problems at all with the damn Rona.
Yeah.
Even early on when we were in the midst of the really bad stuff, which I guess around the rest of the country, we're in the really bad stuff again.
Yeah.
But, for everybody who said, oh, you've got to cancel these fights because one guy tested positive. Dude, they have been there. They've been producing cards, good fights. And guess what? We haven't had a whole bunch of people die of the Rona.
Nope.
So maybe, just maybe, can we give Dana a little credit here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of people who thought that he wasn't being careful enough. But they've done such a good job of making sure everything's safe. And they've lost some fights. But they've also got a lot of guys who are hungry to fight and ready to go. And the Fight Island stuff especially is fascinating to me, that they've set up basically a whole separate city for their fighters to keep them safe from everything. I think it's pretty smart.
Well, let's also be honest. I don't know that they've lost as many fights to COVID as they do just on general stuff. I mean, especially last year, how many cancellations did you have? Like last-minute things, illnesses, injuries. I mean, it's going to happen anyway. I don't think there have been that many because of the Rona.
So, I think it's impressive that we talk about people getting tested daily and then, somebody has to pull out of a fight. But after you get all these people in an arena, and now granted you've got two fighters, a ref, and, the corner there, but none of those people are coming out on the other side with it either.
Yeah.
That's the impressive part to me, is that they go home and everybody goes back to their camps and they're still fine.
Yep.
Can I throw something else out there?
Sure.
I don't think the NFL's doing a bad job either. I know we're going to get positive tests, just like we did with baseball. But when you look at percentage of players versus positive tests compared to the normal population, I think they're hanging in there pretty well. I mean, I think there's a bunch of people that are just rooting for all this stuff to fail.
Oh, there's certainly that.
And it drives me nuts. So why would you, the NFL is going to have to do this. I see it on Twitter all the time. It's like, the NFL is going to have to adjust. The Astros just get a hit?
Kyle Tucker Brantley.
Oh, Brantley?
They showed Tucker in the on deck, I believe.
Oh. The Astros?
But Brantley, yeah.
Yeah, have just doubled their hit total in the game. That's all they got? One bleeping hit. Now they got two. But, hey, can I give my non-pedo positive Rona update of the day?
Do it.
Dude, I got to write a song for that. You know what? I'm going to put together a guitar riff for it. How about that? I'm going to record it.
Positive, non-pedo, Corona update of the day.
Yeah, I need something a little snappier.
I mean, you provide the music. Please. You're questioning my hit-making ability?
You
ever heard a little song called Gem of the Day?
Yes, you are a one-hit wonder. There's no question.
Positive, non-pedo, positive, Non-pedo, coronavirus update. Positive, non-pedo, positive, non-pedo, coronavirus update.
Can I get a little, we're no rats, we're not Pat D. Stat in there or something like that? Come on, man.
No.
I mean, I'm just having a little creativity.
God. Imagine, like, John Lennon writes Imagine and Fred comes up, hey, like, would you change this? Like, I mean, give me a break.
Almost like when they wanted to change, what was it, the Johnny Cash hit that he first...
I don't know. That's a terrible story.
Yeah.
All right. Give us your update.
I'm totally lost now because, you know, I thought Aaron was about to go into something really insightful and different.
Yeah, he has no idea what he's talking
about. Yeah. And it's like, I remember, like, Johnny Cash and John Wayne had a baby. Yeah. Anyway, numbers were actually up a little bit yesterday.
I thought this was a positive update.
Well, it is, but I mean, the trend still stays low. We're not, I mean, it wasn't like a big jump. So, I mean, I think it's again, it's just proof that we're pretty much, we flattened the curve.
Okay.
The curve is flat here. So, and yeah, now I can't get my page back because the internet's being a bitch. Because I wanted to give you the actual numbers.
But it's worse than yesterday, you're saying?
It's slightly higher than yesterday, but not so much that you're just like,
we're not going to panic?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not. But, yeah, I can't get it now. Sorry. I do have another COVID-related.
Great update. That definitely deserves a song.
Well, you know, no offense, but, you know, you're not gonna take some suggestions on the songs. I'm not going to take any suggestions on the update, okay? It's not my fault that the damn internet here at 6 o'clock turns into Bob's used internet.
I'm starting to question if you're even non-pedo.
I'm extremely non-pedo.
Sure thing. That's what Jeffrey Jones said, too.
The difference was Jeffrey Jones was actually...
There's no difference. You're doppelgangers.
Stop. Just because he's a diddler, I'm an anti-diddler.
You just look like one.
Really?
I mean, you look like him.
No, I do not. Stop.
Literally everyone thinks you look like him.
You think that.
Aaron, time to break the tie.
No, it's you and it's a bunch of people who are kind of dickweeds. No offense.
Okay, there it is.
Everybody's like, oh.
But it is a bunch of people.
Well, it's not a bunch. It's like
you
five.
You said a bunch of people who are kind of dickweeds.
Well, no, okay, let me rephrase that.
Do I need to post a side-by-side of you and Jeffrey Jones and say Twitter? Do we need a Twitter poll?
Let's listen. Would you... Look, I'm all for taking a beating on this show, but could you please stop comparing me to a GD pedophile?
I don't think you're a pedophile. I think you just look like him.
Yeah, I know, but enough, okay? I'm tired of the whole pedo thing. I am not a pedophile. I hate pedophiles.
I didn't say you were.
I would take a machete and chop their...
I didn't say you...
See, I almost said something I shouldn't.
I believe fully that you're non-pedo,
yeah, but I mean...
But you just look like one.
Well, you know what? That's fine and dandy. You look like a giant penis. Great.
That's
okay?
Fair.
Are you happy?
That's fair.
Baldy?
That's fair.
You look like an elephant's vibrator is what you look like.
Well, now you're just being rude.
Yeah, so are you.
I'm telling you a statistical fact. A lot
it's
of people
not a
say
statistical
that
you're, fact.
That you're, I mean, again, I can post a picture and ask a Twitter poll and we can make it a statistical fact.
No, you can do all that because you're a gigantic vibrator for an elephant is what you are. You're the worst human being.
I'm not the worst.
Oh, no, you are.
I'm agreeing. I'm not a great guy, but I'm not the worst.
I'm going to have to go AJD stat here.
Oh, please.
This is the first day in almost a month that we've had more than 500 new cases. It's really not positive news. It is non-pedo still.
It is.
But it's not positive.
Should we cut a second version of the song for when it's...
Yeah, we had 845 new ones yesterday, which...
Well, that's a lot more than 500.
Well, I know, and it's...
You know what I wonder? Do you think people going out and voting and gathering up to vote is going to cause some of this?
Boy, I don't know, because, I mean, well, you did it today. Did you really get near anybody?
No.
Did they touch anything?
They had dots on the floor that are 6 feet.
Yeah, I mean...
They gave me a finger condom.
Yeah, I had a finger condom, too.
Did you have the kind with the rolly wheel? Like where you roll the wheel to your choice and then you press.
I had the rolly wheel. And I used the finger condom.
I did too.
But I mean, and I felt like everything was really clean there.
And then I had there's a sanitation station where you pick up your sticker at the end, and there's hand sanitizer. And the thing, I put my hand under it, and nothing happened.
No, that's not good.
I pulled my hand back, nothing happened. Put it back, nothing happened. I pulled away, the big squirt comes out onto the paper towel. I was like, what the hell? So then I put my hand back, nothing. And then I tricked it, and I pulled my hand away and shoved my left hand underneath and got a squirt. And then I was able to sanitize.
Yeah. I don't think that's now. Well, I don't want to say that because there were a bunch of lines the first day. Oh, is that a, like, Bregman bunt?
That was a swinging bunt. That's like a, God damn it, I don't want to swing at this.
He is so useless right now. Nobody wants to rip that guy. I'll take Chris Sale right now. No, but where people were standing in lines and stuff, maybe that causes it to reboot a little. But I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like at least my experience with voting was about as clean as it gets.
Yep.
And I felt as comfortable doing that as I feel coming in here. So, as and I'm like, you know, I do more stuff than most people. Like, I go out probably more than most people. I'm very careful about it. But, like, last night, went out to steak night. I felt completely comfortable until it started raining and everybody went inside. And I'm like, okay, this ain't going to work. There's too many people in here. But, yeah, I don't think we're going to see a spike from that. I really don't. At least I hope not. I mean, I don't think we're going to see a spike at all. I think we're, you know what? The Rona gods have, I think they're going to spare us. I feel good about that. As you know, yes, we're going to have to sacrifice the Astros today because they're going to lose.
It happens.
But, yeah. But
it's their time.
And since I said Fred looks like that character from the kids movie, Despicable Me. Boy, I've never heard that one either. I've never heard Jeffrey Jones. I've never heard, oh, you have a face for radio.
I would never say that.
This will poke a hole in that argument of the Jeffrey Jones. There's a website called starbyface.com where you upload a picture of yourself and it'll grade how much you look like popular celebrities. Jeffrey Jones, not in the top 12.
For Fred?
Yep.
Well,
number one, Terry O'Quinn.
That's a made up person.
I don't know who that is.
The bald guy from Lost.
Okay, I never watched Lost.
The number three most lookalike?
That guy? That doesn't look like
Fred.
Yeah,
that doesn't look like me at all. That dude doesn't have the beak that works.
Number three, a young Michael Caine.
Oh,
which
Jesus.
Which, beak-wise, it look. It's,
no, he was a handsome. So
listen,
no.
This is being really nice to Fred. Like, that's... No, listen, I think that website...
No, even I'm telling you that's off.
Yeah, I think that website is just... They're being very generous.
Although, number 10, Liberace.
Hey, I'm pretty sure Liberace got a lot of sex action.
I think he did.
So, maybe I'm not going to be too upset with that. Astros fail to score in the middle of the in the top of the fourth, as they're going to fail to score for the rest of the game. So, anyway... Yeah, 845 new people yesterday, which is double what last week's average was. I think that's a little aberration, though, because it's still under 1,000. And remember when we were doing 2,700 a day. So, all right, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. So, okay, that wasn't really a very positive Rona thing. Can I try something different?
Do it.
How about this? A lot of people are, and maybe I should look into this because apparently I'm the most hideous creature that's ever lived.
You're not. It's just,
no, I am. I'm hideous. I'll admit it.
If you're hideous, that means Jeffrey Jones is hideous.
Well, he is. Yeah, clearly. But
that means Liberace is hideous.
I would. But anyway, apparently thanks to the masks, plastic surgery on people's faces is way up because they can hide behind the mask. It's actually pretty smart, huh?
Yeah.
So maybe I should do that.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
You just show up one day and you'll have like Drew Barrymore's nose instead of yours.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, what the hell happened? You'd be like, I don't know. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Same nose I've always had. Just
nothing changed here.
Yeah. It's like when I do the show with a mask on for a month, maybe that would be a giveaway. But most people who are working at home, and actually I was talking about this, you know, when I mentioned the Dr. Linville stuff, because some people don't want people to know they had it done. I totally get that. Me, I don't care because, you know, it's part of what we do. But I have a couple friends that wanted to get it done. I'm like, man, I just don't want people to know. And it's like, well, if you're not going to be back in your office until January 1st, people aren't going to notice that it's your hair, right? They're not going to look at you and go, hey. They're going to say you look different, you lost weight, you look good. They're not going to realize it. Oh, dude, you had the hair thing done. So now's the time to do it. Just a thought. So if you're going to have any kind of plastic surgery, I think now's the time to do it. Looks like Astros are out of the inning.
See the latest on the
on to the top of the fifth.
The Colts.
Thought all those tests came back negative.
Yeah, a lot of them came back. The four people who initially tested positive are now testing negative. So they were false positives. The game's still on for Sunday, but they had a big scare. The game was pulled off the board for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked like the game was going to be canceled, but it all false positives. This test isn't totally reliable.
Well, that's the other thing, too, because like the Falcons came back with a bunch of false positives after we panicked on them.
Yeah.
And I would assume the NFL has got the money they have to spend, that they have the best possible tests. Maybe not Trump-level tests, but other than that, how are you getting all these false positives?
I don't know.
And Patel says, I feel sexier with a mask. It makes me seem mysterious. See, I love the mask. Anything that covers up this beak. I've always been about the mask from the beginning just because, you know, I mean, when I have the hat and the mask and sunglasses on, my face could be a 10. You'll never know. I mean, it's not. I mean, because full disclosure, but I could be. So.
Did you see that Kyle Larson? You may remember Kyle Larson as the white NASCAR driver who used the N-word and promptly got fired. And I think Chuckalo Trey said he was actually like a pretty good race car driver. Like he's
Yeah, I think he was.
He wants to be reinstated. He's hoping that NASCAR will let him get back on the track 6 months after he used the racial slur. He said, I said a racist word. I can fully understand why people would label me a racist, but I know deep down I am not a racist.
You know, the I know deep down thing never really works. I hate to break it to you. Maybe get a new PR group.
He says that he directed the comment to a friend, a white person, and he didn't mean it in a derogatory way. He said, I raced with him in Australia, and the group that we were with kind of used the word casually as a greeting. I didn't use it in a way to degrade or insult anyone. He says he now realizes why he should never use that word ever again, explaining he didn't understand the impact the word has on black people. This is something new to Kyle Larson. He wasn't aware that was a rough word for them. I guess I didn't think of how it took African Americans, and probably in their thoughts, took them back to slavery and things like that, and injustice and things they've worked so hard to overcome. He says, I know what I said was extremely hurtful, and I would understand if I was never allowed to race again. But he does hope that he will, he says he's a changed man. He would love a second chance.
Okay, first off, this is all from the PR playbook. He's hired some firm that put this whole thing together. Especially, you know, I got to tell you, I don't buy any of that. I don't think a guy should be out of something for life for doing that. But I do think, you know what, if you're coming back, you got to go to sensitivity training.
He's done it. He's done sensitivity training, diversity training. He met with black leaders, including Jackie Joyner Kersee. And there's some people who, like in the black community, who have James Brown from CBS says that he thinks Larson is the real deal and he's not just putting on an act to get his career back.
Sure, talking like it's an act.
And
though.
Bubba Wallace has come out publicly and said, I forgive you for the N-word thing. And, if Bubba Wallace forgives him, I guess then...
Well, you know what? If those groups come out and say, you know what, he should be back on the track, he is a changed man, fine. I'm all for that. But that sounds like a PR release that's all BS. Because I could have written that for him, and I probably would have, except for the first part. Squeeze in a call real quick. Kevin, go. Go,
yo,
Kevin.
Hey, hello.
Hey, now.
Man, you guys are great. That happy hour thing, that reminds me so much when I was in high school, sitting over with my friends, and, you know, I was sitting around talking a bunch of crap, drinking beer, probably illegally. I mean, 18 years old.
When you were
whatever.
In high school.
But, I really enjoy that Friday happy hour. It's cool, man. It's a good thing to listen to.
Well, thanks, Kevin. We appreciate you listening, bud.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. And you know what, Kevin? Here's to you. Here's a Carbach to you, my friend. And Carbach, of course, has always been good to us. We had Crawford Rock in here today. It's in the middle. Hold on. There we go. Yeah, we had Crawford Bach in here today. Everybody was enjoying that. And it was able to wash away some of the swill that we were drinking, luckily. But Carbach's got something for everybody, whether it's Love Street, Crawford Bach, one of the IPAs, Hopadillo, Rodeo Clown, Light Circus. They've got something for everyone. And if you go to the restaurant, they've got even more stuff that you won't be able to find in stores, stuff that you won't be able to find really anywhere else. So on top of that, you can get a fantastic meal. The menu there is very wide-ranging and all very delicious. Follow Carbach on Facebook, follow him on Instagram, and follow him on Twitter, and they'll keep you up to date with all the latest things going on at the brewery, at the restaurant, what events they've got coming up, and they've been doing Astros watch parties, if there are still Astros after today. Either way, when you're out and about, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Jeez, this is our last segment, isn't it? I had no idea. Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock up next. Saw Braddock out there. And he's ready to go. So I'm sure Creighton is right behind the corner. All right. Is that a hit?
That's a base hit.
That's a base hit.
And Diaz, the little fella, knocks one into left field. You know, when he was smoking cigars in Cuba, he learned how to do that. Snell out of there. Snell out of there, maybe, huh?
I don't know.
Snell with some inappropriate language right on camera. Yeah.
Well,
they'd be dumb if they take the ball from him here.
Yeah, I mean.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. No, they did. Well, maybe.
Astros are back in this. I'm telling you now.
I don't know if they're back in it, but I'm glad to see him out of the game.
That's six F-bombs since Kevin Cash took the ball out of his hand.
I can't, dude. Managers overmanage their pitching in these games.
Yeah, that's all we have to go is go back and look at A.J. Hinch last year. Leave the guy in.
It is a plague. Like, remember who got you there. Blake Snell's been their best pitcher for like 4 years. Okay, well, you get two on. We got to pull you, man. I get they have a good bullpen. 82
pitches? I mean, you're trying to seal it up. Leave him in there.
I'm pitching him until, like, if things go awry, then I'm like,
you know what?
You lose the lead, I'll make the change.
How about this? At least give him another batter. If he puts another batter on, then you could say, all right.
Dude,
Astros have at least two double plays, maybe three already.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
you? Giving him until they lose the lead. And that sounds dumb. And it sounds like, well, why would you wait that long? Because who do you trust more than Blake Snell? What pitcher can you go to that's a better pitcher and has a better resume than Blake Snell? You don't have one.
Not only that, say the Astros go up 2-1. Do you really think that their bullpen, though they've been really good, do you think they're going to carry on the trend?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this is the fourth inning, man. Yeah, I was just joking around with Braddock. Says, but get Snell out of there early. And I go, well, it's four innings in. Well, guess what? Well, that's officially early.
Pulled him in the fifth inning, no outs. Yeah. That's just, I don't get it.
All right. Well, I would say that's pretty stupid, but would it have made stupid stuff?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Did you see they hired a search firm?
Yeah.
Same guy that got him Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Good luck.
Maybe it's like they had a money back guarantee or something. They're just like, hey, I know we screwed you on that last one. We're going to make it right. We're not going to charge you anything extra.
20% off.
Yeah. Buy one, get one. Listen, how about this? We'll find you a new GM, and then we'll find you the coach for free. One ACL for the price of World Series.
Yeah.
Pay that every time.
And guess what? They can't take that away.
Which means Dak yesterday sacrificed his leg so the Rangers can...
Oh, man. No, he sacrificed his leg so the Stars could win the...
Maybe FC Dallas will win whatever soccer tournament.
Okay, that's not... I'm sorry.
FC Dallas is going to win the World Cup, and everything's going to be right.
No. They don't play in the World Cup.
How do you know?
They play in the MLS. I listen to Glenn Davis.
What if they keep winning their
games? On Soccer Matters, which you can hear tonight at 7 o'clock.
What if they win a qualifier?
They're not a country, AJ. Dallas is not a country. I mean,
they're going to get promoted to the European Premier League.
Yeah, their Premier League.
English Premier League, whatever it is.
They're going to win the Champions League, La Liga, Bundish.
You can't win all of them.
Yeah, you can.
Did you really say on the bump? No.
I did.
That's one of those sports cliche jargon words that I can't stand. That's like hand down, man down, or my personal favorite, scoring the basketball. Because when they say, oh, he can really score the basketball, I picture some guy sitting there like a Russian judge going, I'm giving it 4.5.
It's his moment, not mine. So I said, Jerry, I love you, Pops. That's what I call Jerry. I call him Pops because I'm like a son to him. Because you remember, you know, it's a select fraternity of guys that have played quarterback for America's team with that star on my hat. It's a select group. But I was like, you know, Pop, I'd love to help you out here, brother, but I want to let that red rocket shine. I want to let that red rocket stand out in a crowd like it's on a horny chihuahua. The red rocket just proud as hell. And I'm proud for him, man.
Bing Crosby, you've heard of.
I have heard of him. Didn't he rape a bunch of women? He's in prison now?
No, that's his brother Bill.
Oh, Bing.
Bing, yeah.
Bing
was a racist because he sang White Christmas.
Wait, what's Brooks Raley doing back out there? Am I crazy? Is this a bad call?
I don't like it.
Just walk him, Brooks.
It's not like I liked your alternatives, though.
Just walk him.
Bowed that one off.
Just walk him. It's 3-2, I know. Just walk him.
Don't just walk him.
Just walk him.
You go after him, Brooks. Don't you listen to this guy. You're man enough. You're special enough.
Don't pitch to Randy. And he just prayed? Oh, God.
No, he's the one having to pray. It's not Raley. I'm liking this.
One of us is about to look real stupid. Juventus.
You see?
Young Boys.
Isn't that the right-wing group?
I don't know. No, that's Proud Boys.
I thought that was the gay group.
That's Proud Boys also.
Okay. I get confused by boys.
John and Lance and Raheel and Dell. I thought for a minute they were the Proud Boys, but they reminded me they're the Glory Boys. So they are not
The Glory Holes? Or
no, the Glory Boys.
Oh, okay.
They're not a... they're neither a gay hashtag on Twitter, nor are they a right-wing terrorist group. They're the Glory Boys.
That sounds like...
I don't know what it means, but... They are that.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
All right, the Astros just did something really cool a minute ago and bunted runners over to second and third.
Machete.
But then here's a wild pitch. And
I wouldn't have run on that either. I think he would have been toast.
Yeah, he was probably too.
That run's too valuable, and your best hitter of the postseason.
Jorge Springer is up.
Yeah, you don't take the chance there.
All right, so you got runners on second and third. You got one out, but I think that's one of the first bunts I've seen in forever.
It doesn't happen much with this team.
Oh, there's a shot. And
that's score two.
There you go. So good thing you stayed at third, huh?
Went the opposite way.
Okay, Astros take a 2-1 lead.
Dude, I'm telling you now, that's a series-changing pitching decision by Kevin Cash. That is a bonehead thing. Blake Snell, 4 innings, 3 hits. Dude, you got to trust this guy.
Yeah, well, he didn't, so now the Astros need to take advantage, and I'll stick to what I said. If they somehow win this today, They will win the series.
You know what his postseason ERA was coming into today? 2.87.
Well, you can add two runs to that because those were his guys.
Terrible pulled the entire infield in because they thought, I guess, Springer was going to bunt?
No, that's...
They were super shifted,
but...
And they were in because you're trying to cut the playoff at home.
Yeah, you play in so you can
Blake Snell's still probably dropping F-bombs. All right, I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Would be a really great day if we could get the Astros to win and UHs to win. Aaron, have a good one, man. Good job this week.
Y'all as well.
Hoffman, great job this week, as always. I did okay, although I'm probably... Is that an Altuve hit? It is.
Altuve ground rule double. Well, no. It didn't hit the wall. So.
Okay. Well, he barely...
He gets the double.
And there's another run.
Springer scores.
All right, 3-1 Astros. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend.
The Rays are so dumb.
Till Monday, guys. Stay Rona-free, bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.